Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. I don't usually do this, but let's talk money. So life in America is, as far as I'm concerned, a game of wealth. Or at least that's one piece of the puzzle. And in America, you are a participant of this game, whether you want to be or not, just by virtue of being born and being a living human as of this recording. So it's a game, whether you don't think that you are, but you're playing even if you don't realize it. And this is a game that is more akin to chess than checkers, this game of wealth. It's a multidimensional game. It's a game with its own levels and cheat codes and final bosses. But it's a game that can be consistently won without being at the expense of another person's loss, even though it often is, because not everybody can see the matrix for what it is. And even those who do, is like Cypher in the first Matrix, where he's like, I'm eating a steak and I know the matrix is telling me that it's delicious and juicy, but basically I don't care and ignorance is bliss. Some of us react that way even when we know the game. But I'd rather be a participant that's in it to win it, me personally. So that's what we're going to talk about. In the land of opportunity in America, you need a degree of wealth to operate, to function on a high level, that is, because wealth really is about opportunities. Wealth equals opportunities. The more of it you have, the more freedom you have in your options to move around, right? Bulletproof hustle means you have the means to do what you need to do. And to get to that point where you are playing the money game the right way versus how everybody else is playing it. In this life, cash is king and credit is queen. Cash is not really just, it's not valuable anymore really just because of the gold behind it, because of the national debt. It's more so valuable because she who retains the most of it, has what everybody else is trying to get. So it's really valuable because you don't spend it. The objective is to just stack it, really. It's valuable because you don't spend it. And it's valuable because when you can hold on to it and put it into real assets that appreciate over time, such as real estate, art, those type of things. So let me tell you something. In this concept of cash is king, credit is queen, is that she who uses everybody else's money to fund and credit her lifestyle, she's winning. That's how winners play it. I repeat, she who uses everybody else's money to fund her lifestyle versus her own is winning in this wealth game. See, because with great credit, with a great credit score, people will literally pay you to access their credit rather than pay with your own money for stuff. Like, they'd rather you use theirs versus your own. You get to keep your cash, and they are going to pay you to use theirs. That's a great proposition to be in. And shout out to my boy, Brandon. Brandon, for putting me up on game a couple weeks ago on this concept and building to a philosophy and framework that I had a foundation of. But he really cleared it up for me, thinking about credit in this different way. Because that's a smart hustle when you are able to use other people's money, pay them back within the window of time that's required without being charged any interest, while you get to keep stacking your cheddar. That's a smart hustle. That's bulletproof hustle in a different context. See, cash is king, credit is queen. You need to keep your credit score high while you are stacking your cash behind you and dipping into it as least often as possible. That's how you start to get the freedom that you need to make your own moves, to build your businesses, to buy your land, to test your ideas, to not have to request loans every time you need to try something from people. You want to be in a position where you just want to use their money, but you don't have to. You can fund your dreams if you want to. And that's the objective, really. Because if someone else is willing to loan you that money at a rate that you're comfortable with, and or you can pay them back without being charged interest, so you have, you know, a period of time where there's 0% interest, then as my boy told me, it's absolutely best to go that route because the rewards are there. Again, you're either being paid to use their money through rewards, through cash backs, offers, through flyer mileage, through travel points, that type of stuff, just from using their money and paying them back on a schedule that works for you. So if your credit is good, you'll have lower interest rates, so you're not paying as much to borrow that money. But when you really plan it well, you're paying that money back before the interest even kicks in the first place, so that you're truly being paid to use it. Cash is king and credit is queen. You start to build your credit by showing people that you're worthy and you can pay off what you quote unquote borrow each month, even though you don't need it. I'm no financial advisor. I don't got a degree in this. This is just game that I've been learning over time, blended in with how I filter the information and with me trying to play this wealth game, because again, that's the matrix with it, or at least one of the matrices in this world that we live in that eludes us, that is like a sphinx, and that has so much secrecy and stuff behind it, right? But again, it's not about having wealth for wealth, for me anyway. It's not like that's not the reason. The reason is wealth equals opportunities, and opportunities really is about the freedom to move how you want to move, to do the things that you want and need to do your best work, to impact the world in the way in which that you need to do it, and to not be stifled by your financial situation. It starts with the work that you do now. So when you got cash and good credit, you in such a winning position. It's how you avoid penalties and interest fees. It's how you earn compound interest. See, because credit is queen, and it matters when you need or want to use someone else's money to purchase or lease something pretty big, such as a house or a facility. You might want to spend time on a boat and live that way or something for a while. You might want to travel. All these larger than life things, not really larger than life, but things that we see as like vacation level, or things that only the elite have. Like, we can have these things as often as we want if we're mindful, if we're intentional, and if we're disciplined about how we use and earn our money. So the goal is to position yourself so that you only want to borrow someone's money. You don't need to. You can really just borrow it from yourself. You can dip in your cash pool to buy or lease the things that you want and need in life. Again, cash is king. It's on the throne. It's meant to be sitting there and stacking up, because if all else fails, if you can't borrow from anyone else or use anyone else's money to fund your own lifestyle, then all of those years that you've been saving up and earning interest on your own money that you have not had to touch that much, now you can tap into that. This is how you hear about people that have retired at early ages, say in their 40s, late 30s, living off just the interest, off of the compound interest over off their money. Ain't even touching principal with it. And living a good life with that. Like, off the interest alone, you're living a good life. You're traveling, you're doing the things that you like to do. You're not having to like hustle for it. Not hustle in that sense, from that connotation of the word. You don't got to do that. But instead, you can hustle in the sense of, okay, I'm gonna be my best self. I'm gonna do my best performance. I'm gonna do the things that I want to do in life because I have the option and the freedom to do it. See, because I got goals beyond this podcast, beyond design, beyond branding. I got goals besides that. There's things I want to do in film. I want to see if I got what it takes to act or to do some screenwriting at some point because it's such an industry that I'm attracted to. See, these are things, but that's a road that I could pursue if my financial game is on point, because I could be like, well, man, I'm going to go to school for this and I'm going to try to get accepted into a school like Juilliard to see if I got what it takes, because that's something that I got to know in my soul. Either I'm really good at it or I suck at it, but at least I could pursue it and say, okay, boom, I did that. I'm good. Space travel, something else I want to do, getting to that point and seeing what that's about. See, so it's about the options, really. That's where you want to get to. You want to get to the point that you have options, that you have the freedom to pick and choose the things that you want to do, and you're not stifled by your financial situations. You don't have to make decisions always based on what your financial point is or living check to check. It ain't fun to do that, to be waiting on other people to pay you and stuff like that. No, I ain't got time for that. Me personally, I'd rather be doing it the way that I'm telling you, the way that I'm talking about, the ways that I've learned from those power players. So get that credit score on point. Keep it in the good zone. I guess that should be at least, you know, 600, late 600s at a minimum. Get all the way up to those 800s and stack you some cash to the side. And if you got one or both of those, if you got both of those, you're in kind of an impossible position in a good way, that is, in the way that few live it and work it. But again, it requires discipline. You don't need to be out here getting credit cards and trying to do all of these new different things. You got to be smart with it. You can't always be emotional with your purchasing, even though that's what us in marketing and branding, we try to tap into that emotion side. But that's fine. That's the world. That's the way marketing works. But you have to be smart and know when to do it, right? When to do it in moderation. It's like drinking. It's like having a glass of wine every now and then or a cigar. You got to do things in moderation, your vices. It can't be an addiction. So an emotional purchase, okay, boom. But do you have the flexibility to pay that back off in that time span? And is this going to give you life, right? And if it does, okay, then maybe it's worth it. But going into it, again, those are the things that I really want to leave you with, because I could go on this topic for other episodes, and there are more strategies and tactics that we can fine tune and discuss. But the big thing is to become intentional about what you do, the way you spend, the way you earn. To be disciplined, to be like, okay, I'm gonna play this long game and the short game at the same time, to know that you need to be saving. I mean, I don't need to tell you that. No financial advisor does either. So that's, you know, that's like rhetorical with it. But the objective is to think of it in a different way, to think about why that's important. And for me, y'all, tapping into, it's about opportunities, really. Like, it's not about having the nicest things. I want to put myself in the right mindset. So that's about having a good environment. Clutter breeds chaos. But on top of that, there are so many interests that I have, and I don't want to live my life saying, okay, I got to wait 10 years to get that, or I got to wait 5 years to do this. So there's some impatience. I want it now, but I'm disciplined so I can be patient about certain things and I can focus on one thing at a time. So that in my 40s, 50s, as I move on, it's just like, wow, I got so much flexibility to move on because I played the money game the right way. So that's what I want to leave you with. Put the seed. I want to plant the seed in your mind. I didn't spending. That's a spending top from inception. I just put that in your safe and I didn't incepted you right now. So that's what you're going to do. And, I planted an idea in your head and maybe it'll blossom into something. So I appreciate you for listening. Again, I don't often do this. Money is not a topic I would not claim to be an expert on or anything, but I thought that this was absolutely worth sharing with you because it absolutely taps into bulletproof hustle. Because bulletproof hustle is about opportunities amongst so many other things. But it's about being smart with the moves that we make. So let's do it. We end this together. I'm with you. You know how we do. Appreciate you for listening. Cash is king. Credit score is queen. Shine hard. Grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review. And by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle. And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.